Miami, July 5th and July 31st. Ice Cube's Big 3 is back at the Amerant Bank Arena. Featuring big stars like Dwight Howard, Joe Johnson, Lance Stephenson, and more. And featuring your home team, the Miami 305, led by Michael Beasley. Grab your tickets now at big3.com/tickets or Ticketmaster. Presented by iHeart.
The 2025 Ohio State backfield is brought to you by Sega. Welcome to Snap Judgments. And I've got a very special guest back with me, the first time in a long time. It's Letterman Rose, Spencer Holbrook. I am Austin Ward. This is the Austin and Berm Show, and it's Snap Judgments. It's got a lot of titles, but it is a Friday at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, and we heard from the running backs. And Spencer, you are talking to C.J. Donaldson, so you don't know what I'm talking about. James Peoples said that this backfield, James Peoples and C.J. Donaldson, is like Sonic and Knuckles.
Well, I do know what you're talking about, because then C.J. Donaldson was asked about it,
okay,
and he agreed. James Peoples is absolutely Sonic. C.J. Donaldson is absolutely Knuckles. And I think that as long as they get along in that regard, they'll get along out here in the practice field. And I think that'll translate to good things on August 30th.
I really like how it wasn't just thunder and lightning. We're expanding the definition in descriptive terms for this backfield. I love it.
And it's intergenerational, right? Everybody knows Sonic and Knuckles. You know, even like Gen Z, James Peoples, C.J. Donaldson, a little older. Like, they all know who Sonic and Knuckles are. We don't have to do the old Clemson Thunder and Lightning backfield. That's played out. Well, it's a new world. We're going to Sonic. We're going to Sega Genesis. I love it. I think more 1-2 punches need to go by that than just Thunder and Lightning.
I don't know. Maybe they make it their own and nobody else can have it. But I think it's interesting because, you know, you and I have talked about this already, Spencer, that you know, there's a world where C.J. Donaldson can finish with more carries for this team. There's a world where James Peoples is the lead back for Ohio State. There's also probably a very real outcome where they split carries in the exact same way that Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson did. I think that makes it one of the more interesting Ohio State position battles, because the reason that we don't have to talk about it a ton is that they can both win.
Yeah, and I don't think that it really matters. It might be just the same exact thing, like you said, as Travion and Quinshon. Like, who takes that first carry against Texas might not be the same person as who takes the first carry in the next three games, or what, you know, based on the first play, what that's going to look like. I just think that they get along really well, not just with the nickname, not just with the way that they complement each other and the running styles. Like, if you have two backs that can both do it, you have a great start on anything that you want to do in the backfield. And then you also have a position coach who one, was tell you that he coaches them hard, and two, has never not had a two-man backfield. If you look at Carlos Lachlan's track record, every year of his career, he's had two backs that are featured. It's never been one. And so if you're C.J. Donaldson, if you're James Peoples, you shouldn't care at all what goes on the first snap against Texas. What happens with the ones out here? Because you know that both of you are going to get carries.
I think it's really, that's a great point. When you look at Carlos Lachlan, the way he manages the room, and we talked about that a year ago. Well, Quinshon and Travion knew what they were signing up for. They wanted this. It was to help them get to the next level, keep them fresh into the end of the year. Well, yeah, they did accept those roles and know that that was going to be the case, but by the middle of April, when Carlos Lachlan was here, they had no choice in the matter anyway. There is very little flexibility when it comes to the way Carlos Lachlan is going to manage his room and the way he's going to deploy them, and I think he's more intense even now than he was at this time a year ago. And maybe that's because of the relative inexperience. C.J. Donaldson's a mature running back. James Peoples has been around him for a year. But compared to how much body of work existed for Quinshon and Travion, I don't know that Locke had to ramp it up to 11 all the time. Now, he would probably push back on that idea. But the way he's talking about it and saying that, you know, it's not two guys, it's six guys that are competing for carries with him, that's different, and I can understand why, because Quinshon and Travion had a body of work where there wasn't really any uncertainty about how that was going to look.
Yeah, I think the other thing that's really interesting about Carlos Lachlan in this situation is not only did Travion and Quinshon not have a choice that they were going to split carries, Lachlan didn't have a choice either, because both those guys,
that's true,
highly paid guys, but also really good players. Yeah. And so Lachlan came in, you don't have a choice. These are your top two backs. This year,
now make it work.
Make it work last year. This year, Lachlan says, hey, now you don't have a choice. I'm going to play multiple running backs. You have to earn all of this, and it's going to be my way, basically, or the highway. And which we love that about him, but you know, I'm sure the players, that message is always there. And so I think now, if you flip that this year, the players do not have a choice, and Lachlan, it gets to coach them really however intense that he wants to, because you will do it this way, you will be part of a multiple man backfield, or you just won't play. Yeah. And I think that's something that probably resonates with these guys, seeing how he adapted to Travion and Quinshon last year, they adapted to him, and now you can take that and kind of mold your running back room to that this year with Lockett.
I felt we got like a couple new Lockisms today. Yeah. Did you have a favorite?
Oh man, I think I love when he plays the hits. I'm a Freebird guy. You know? He comes out and he's like, you know, they're going to be coached intensely. They're going to be coached my way. They're going to do it this way. I know you've got a couple of new ones that kind of struck your ear, and every time you hear a new one, it's like, oh, I didn't know that. But he said that he asked God for two words.
Yeah.
One of them, I think, is
can't say it.
Can't say it.
No.
And the other one is boy.
Yeah.
He said, I'm country. If I start calling you boy, that means you need to start working harder. Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah. I like that one. I hadn't heard that one before. Yeah. We can't say the other one on 97.1 The Fan.
That's
or
fine.
10 TV or 10 TV Plus. Or anywhere that you, I guess if on the audio only podcast platforms, we could say it, but we're not going to. I think my favorite wasn't even one of the new expressions. It was, he was asked, do you ever feel like you've gone too far, too intense, said something that you regretted? And he said, no. If I said it, I meant it. And I was like, that sounds right to me.
Yeah. And you know what? One of the things that I love the most about him is if you don't come prepared to ask him the right things, he is just going to launch into something about coaching them hard. They have to be coached the right way. This isn't last year's room. This is a new deal. And it's still Carlos Lachlan's room. It wasn't Travion and Quinshon's room last year. And you know what? Some people might find that very abrasive. They might not like that. All six of these guys seem to really appreciate that about him.
Well,
I think that's what's interesting.
No, it really is. And I think that because the thing that he kept circling back to was that they had to play with his mentality. And he phrased it a couple different ways, but in the past where it used to be, you know, talking about the hard and soft batch cookies, that has been replaced with this not going to be lukewarm.
Yeah,
the lukewarm is not going to be good enough. And if his guys go out and don't practice with the full intensity, don't talk with the full intensity, I don't even remember this ever happening before, and it struck me after we were done talking to them on Friday, Spencer, that like James Peoples and CJ Donaldson were both like big smiles and very engaging and like engaged with the conversation. And that's after a practice, it's grind. They have the scrimmage on Saturday. They've been in pads, they're hitting. And it was like, no, you're gonna treat this like it's a practice and you're gonna have a great time going to talk with the media, which it's not a great time, by the way,
no.
And we all know that. But it's the lukewarm part, I think, has replaced it. And so you're not gonna get lukewarm coaching, you're not gonna get lukewarm intensity, and you're not gonna go out and then give lukewarm effort on the practice field, which is like, I hope we don't have to hear it again, because if we do hear it again, that's probably an issue for the Ohio State backfield.
Do you think he switched from the soft batch cookies to the lukewarm because he knew CJ Donaldson needed to lose weight?
we can't be tempting the appetite.
No, we gotta come up with a different way of talking about things. If we bring up cookies, CJ might not get down to 227, which is where he's at now.
Yeah, what did he say about
really
that?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about a guy who's excited to be down some weight. CJ Donaldson cannot wait to run through somebody at 227 pounds compared to 244, 245, wherever he was playing at West Virginia. Ohio State knew that wasn't going to stand. CJ knew he was going to have to lose some weight. That was part of the process of getting here. He's very, very excited. I asked him, I said, do you feel like you've lost any of that power? He said, no, I don't. And I think that's the biggest piece of news here is if you can still run with that same vigor, that same power, pass block the way that we know he can, and be a weapon out of the backfield, with all of that power and down a little bit, he said he feels a lot faster, and he knows he's a lot faster because of what they're telling him, the feedback. That can mean huge things, and that's why, you know, talking to him today, that's why I actually think he can be the lead back for this team, because if he hasn't lost any of that, other than the 15 extra pounds, you're talking about a guy who's already got 800 rushing yards in two different seasons. Whew, like, he could be dangerous in this offense.
Yeah, I think because Quinshon Judkins arrived with a lot more statistical production and doing that in the SEC, it was like, well, this is a ready-made finished product. And you have to kind of squint to see that for CJ Donaldson. If you watch the West Virginia film, it's not even the same back, but you know, when Carlos Lachlan was going through that process in the transfer portal, looking at the film, having conversations with CJ Donaldson, thinking back to his background, you know, the ball skills, catching the football out of the backfield, the track stuff that he did, he's like, everything is there. Plus multiple years of Power 4 production. Now, not all world, not leading the SEC, but I think when you combine, and I've mentioned this before, and maybe it's not a perfect comparison, but when you have a veteran arrive with multiple years in a program, West Virginia, or Kansas State with Will Howard, and then you supplement that with the nutrition, with Mickey Marotti and the strength program, with the level of coaching that you get here. And I don't mean that as an insult to either one of those two programs. They're both very good and punch above their weight. But this is, Ohio State is different, and the built different thing is actually real. And when you have a veteran come in and understand the opportunity that's in front of them, boy, that's the rocket ship that you see take off. And I think that can happen with CJ Donaldson, which, you know, we talk so much about him. That doesn't mean that James Peoples isn't on track and that he hasn't changed his own body, and that he's also got a year of experience working directly with Carlos Lockett and watched Quinshon and Travion do it last year. Like, both of them are legitimate options to lead this backfield, and that's why both of them are going to play. And maybe then you supplement that with Bo Jackson. Who knows?
Yeah, I think Bo has the biggest opportunity here, just because, again, Locke has only ever had multiple backs be at the top of this depth chart. It's two backs or it's four. It's never like one set back. And so if Bo shows enough, I think he could earn some carries in
this. If Bo shows,
and Bo knows that. And so Bo knows that if he puts his best foot forward out here, probably Saturday during the scrimmage, because there's probably not a lot of room for CJ Donaldson and James Peoples to need to be hit, right, need to show a lot. Bo Jackson's got a huge opportunity the rest of spring, because, or the rest of training camp, heading out of spring when he was generating all that buzz.
Yeah.
We know that James Peoples and CJ Donaldson are going to earn carries against Texas. I think they, you know, even in the first couple weeks of training camp, they've got to start to shift their mindset of keeping their bodies right for Texas. Well, that opens up a lot of opportunities for Bo, for Sam Dixon, who I thought said all the right things today that you'd want to hear from him, for even a guy like Isaiah West. You know, Turbo just got here. I don't know if that's really in his deck of cards right now. But for Bo especially, a guy who we were kind of wowed by in the spring, there's a lot of opportunities for him to, you know, not rise up the depth chart. I don't think that's a conversation we even need to have.
Sure.
But just earn a couple of carries here and there when his number's called, because that's what he's been doing out here so far.
Yeah, they're going to be out here on Saturday for a scrimmage, which I think, let me know if you disagree, Spencer. Like, everyone wants to know about the quarterbacks going into next week. That's going to be a key evaluation, but there's going to be a lot of inside run periods. There's going to be a lot of physicality. This is, you know, going to be live tackling and live opportunities. I think, you know, maybe you don't have to have separation. Maybe you don't need separation between these running backs, but, you know, Carlos Lachlan takes every day very serious, but a full contact period out here is going to, or a full day of it, I think is going to really help him crystallize how he envisions that rotation breaking down.
Yeah, I think it's big for CJ Donaldson to make sure that power isn't gone now that he's going to be in these live contact periods. We haven't really seen that much so far, so Saturday's going to be big for him.
Yep.
For James Peoples, just to get a hit and take, you know, some number one carries against a number one defense and see how that feels, because he's never done that. And then for Bo to finally, you know, welcome to college football, young man. You did a lot of that in the spring, but this is even different from that.
Yeah.
Everybody's a little bit more, you know, chiseled now that they've had the entire summer. So I'm really excited to hear, you know, coming at the feedback coming out of Saturday, just what these running backs all looked like. And I think you could even learn a little bit more about the running backs and the interior of the offensive line than you can the quarterbacks, because the quarterbacks, if you guys don't know this, still aren't going to be live, and everybody else will be. And so I think you're going to learn a lot of non-quarterback things, you know, from that inside run, like you talked about, from those one-on-ones, from those outside zone drills they're probably going to do with the running game. I'm intrigued to hear what we hear coming out of Saturday.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, partner. Hey, it's good to do this again. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Berm will be back on Monday. We will hear from Ryan Day. We'll have a mailbag Monday. We're going to switch it up a little bit. Freaky Friday, we had Billy Price on. If you missed that earlier today on 10TV Plus, 10TV's YouTube channel, or 97.1 The Fan's YouTube channel, you can catch that conversation that we had with the new Ohio State Athletics Hall of Famer. So we'll get into the mailbag on Monday. If we can learn some things about what happens behind these closed doors on Saturday in the scrimmage, we'll certainly pass those along then. But then we'll hear from Ryan Day on Monday. And you can, of course, read Spencer Holbrook's fantastic coverage at Letterman Row every day, multiple times a day. And we'll be chatting about that on the Letterman Lounge there as well. So make sure you check out his work. It's way better than mine, I promise you. But these have been Snap Judgments. We appreciate you watching right here for a little Friday with the running backs and Carlos Lachlan. Until next time, he's Spencer Holbrook. I'm Austin Ward. We'll see you later.
Miami, July 5th and July 31st. Ice Cube's Big 3 is back at the Amerant Bank Arena. Featuring big stars like Dwight Howard, Joe Johnson, Lance Stephenson, and more. And featuring your home team, the Miami 305, led by Michael Beasley. Grab your tickets now at big3.com/tickets or Ticketmaster. Presented by iHeart.